Okay, this is August 28th, the beginning of Ross 44. And let's see, I forgot the observation.
The marketplace.
And Ross said, and I was a little baby bird, and it was called Ross. And I was sad of the dark, because Count Dracula, and he came. Right? Tell me the story, Ross. Tell me the story about the bird.
And he didn't come in here, and I closed him on the neck, and he can't get in here.
Good. What do you think about Count Dracula?
He might afraid of me.
He might afraid of you?
He might scare me.
He might scare you,
huh? He takes blood out of his mouth and put it in my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Horrible things? Do horrible things to you, Sonny?
Yeah.
Count Dracula. Even the count on Sesame Street would hurt little boys?
No.
Not that one. He's a cute count.
But
he's not the real Count Dracula. The real Count Dracula is very bad.
But, ow!
Hot. Too hot. I think the seats are getting too hot for boys. He told Mark Ross said that he didn't want Mark to have any beer because he's going to get excited. Right?
Yeah.
You don't want Mark to have any beer because...
That's the truth. Oh, I said, I'm real tired. And I said, yeah, but he said, but you're not going to die. And I said, no. And he said, I'm not going to die either. And I said, but if I eat food, then I won't die. But if I don't eat food, then I will die. So I'm going to eat food. Is that what you said? Right.
I'm going to eat food.
You're going to eat food too much?
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't want to die?
Well, I'm not.
Five. I said, you know which one I want?
I'm this one.
I want this one. Which one do you want?
The monkey one.
Can I look at it?
The monkey.
Oh, this is the monkey. That's the chocolate milk.
I want that one of those chocolate
milk. You want the monkey
milk.
Chocolate milk?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, this is the story of Donald Duck.
Will you read me it?
This doesn't have any words. You can just read it to yourself.
Yeah, I have words.
No, no words.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Monkey, this word?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Me. What does that mean then?
Oops, monkey fell down.
Oh. I asked Ross how you get blazing.
Ross said, I like your pie, Mommy. And then he said, mm-hmm, very good, Ross. And he said, I found a raisin in that pie.
Yeah.
What was it doing there, Ross?
She made it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put a raisin in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that nice, Mommy? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it really is. And you said, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mommy.
And she made some coffee for us, too.
Yeah.
Ross said, something's wrong with the Hulk. And I said, what's wrong with him? He said, it's not Dr. David Banner anymore. I said, uh-huh. He said, why is he getting mad? He said, because bad people are instructing him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you give me instructions? Bad instructions?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that idea?
From I told the Hulk what he was doing, and the Hulk answered to me. He didn't growl to me because I was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the Hulk going to do?
He's gonna eat those bad guys up.
The Hulk doesn't eat people, does he?
Why doesn't he?
I think he just throws things around, honey.
He's going to throw a car at the bad people.
Right.
Yeah. So he won't get hurt by them.
Right.
And
how about that big bear? Remember the big bear in Tarzan?
The big bear eats the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's pretty big.
Was he a bad bear?
Huh?
Was he a bad bear?
No, he's a good bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always good in the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hulk is bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both bigger than we are.
Right.
Yeah, because we're littler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're bigger.
And if we run into them, we'll get real scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they're very big.
But if Tarzan runs into them, then what?
Then he'll talk nice words and teach their animals. Animals always listen to Tarzan.
Why do they?
Because Tarzan mm-hmm. speaks the animals' language.
Why?
He learned to do that when he was a little boy.
Why?
Because he grew up in the jungle.
Yeah.
With a tiger family.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But did the tiger hurt him when he was little?
No.
Why?
Because the tiger took him for a baby.
Why?
Was it a tiger or was it an ape?
Mommy, mm-hmm. give me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, the wolf hurt the tiger.
Anyway, Tarzan grew up with animals. That's when he was a baby. He didn't have a mommy and a daddy.
Why?
What do you want, Mark?
Why did Tarzan have a mommy and a daddy?
Because he lost them early on. There was some kind of problem.
Daddy, did they die?
I think so, yeah. Huh.
They really did.
Mm-hmm. Ross said, there's two of you and two of me, and he meant there's two of you and two of us. And I corrected him, and he said, yeah, there's two of you and two of us.
But
he pointed out.
There's two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Two
right. Does that sound right?
Yeah. That makes.
So that way.
Oh,
who wins? Who wins between the two boys and the two parents? Who wins?
Me.
You win.
Ross noticed that the cat and dog, which were on his tape recorder, had fallen off. Actually, I'd taken them off about a week ago. So it shows how well constructed his notion of his toys is. Well, then throw water on her, honey. Ross was listening to Oz, and he said, I don't like her. Not you either. And he means, you don't either. That's what he said, not you either.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes right?
Yeah. Ross said that he said, I'm trying to get that sound back on. He's talking about his actions on his tape recorder. I said, well, you know how to do that, don't you? And he said, yeah. You just push that little button. And what happens then, Ross?
Then it comes back.
Which button do you push?
The one
with what I did. Yeah, what's its name?
Down.
Uh huh.
Down.
Up. Right, good.
Down. Up.
Right, the little one that points for the arrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you wound it back and said, okay, now I'm going to do the other one.
Uh oh.
You went the wrong way, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, you should press the other one then. Ross saw Marky wake up and he said, his eyes, I saw them close, right?
And now they're open.
And now they're open, right. And then a little before I asked him, why did you push that chair over to the dresser? And he said, the reason I did that is because I wanted to get some clothes down. One clothes? Some clothes? One clothes? What clothes did you get down?
I want to get my shoe jumps down.
Is that a clothes? What's a clothes?
Clothes.
Clothes and one piece of?
Clothes.
Ross said, tell where the Muppet Show is to the people that live here. And then I said, what do you mean? He says, tell the people that speak Dutch. Ask the people who speak Dutch where the Muppet Show movie is. Yeah?
Because you speak Dutch.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean? Say it again.
Would you tell the people who live here that know Dutch, and you say Dutch to them at the Muppet Show?
Where? Ask. What do I ask them?
Hot pockets for chicken to them.
What?
Happy chicken to them.
Okay. And what question, but what do I say in English to them? How do you say it? What do I want to know? What do I want to know?
The Muppet Show.
Where it is, okay.
Yeah. Let's do that right now.
Well, what we're going to do right now, no, we don't know, all the people who speak Dutch are gone now.
Yeah.
They're not here today.
Why?
They're all gone. I don't know, they must have gone home. But they'll come back tomorrow. And anyway, right now we're going to go take a walk. There's no one here now.
But that man is still here.
No, he just left his car here.
Why did he?
Didn't you see him go away on his bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just left his car here, honey.
That belongs to not
the man.
That belongs to the people. That belongs to the company. It doesn't belong to the man.
Why?
He didn't buy it with his money.
Why?
He didn't have enough money to buy it.
Why?
He's poor.
He doesn't earn that much money.
Poor?
He's not poor, but he doesn't need a car, you see.
No?
Because he rides around on a bicycle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why did he get a bicycle?
Because he uses it in his work, or to get to work. Now, do the boys want to go on a walk with Dad or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to wear coats or not?
Huh?
Coats?
No.
No coats? Okay, let's go, guys.
Ross came home from the walk and he said, I pick up big, strong Rick up, and those people said he was really strong. Yeah. Right?
I was really strong.
Yeah, this is true. He had picked up a big brick and the people told him that he was really strong.
Why was it?
First they said, it's too big for you.
Why do that?
They thought it was too big for you.
Why do that?
But then you picked it up.
Why?
Tell me the story. What did we do on our walk? I mean, tell Mommy the whole story. What did we do? What did we do?
We saw the river and the stick and the boy fell off the high tree and he broke his leg and then that his friend fixed and said something.
Said something to him in Dutch.
Yeah.
Right.
And
where was he sitting? Where was the boy sitting? Where was he sitting, honey?
Like that.
Come here. What does it mean? Do words. How is he sitting?
He stand up and he put his legs like that. Then he fell.
He stood up on.
He was lying down on the ground and he was holding his leg.
Yeah.
What else did we do on the walk?
I pick up that block and throw it.
Yeah, and what else?
And,
who else did we see on the walk?
And, poo.
Dog poo? We saw a lot of dog poo. What else did we do? Yeah.
We went down the... We walked down that walk slide.
Yeah?
And that wasn't a park.
No, we walked down... It wasn't a park, but it's that big piece of the, edging to the walkway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like a banister. They like to slide down. What else did we do?
And,
did we see any dogs?
Yeah, and, the same dog we saw.
We saw the same dog twice.
Yeah.
That's
and,
right.
We got home and
so the battery started to run down there. And now then Ross saw a button. He said, "Oh, I found a button." I said, "What are you gonna do with it?" He said, "Maybe I could use it on one of my shirts."
On one of my Spider-Man shirts.
Yeah, when we get back, he said, "Yeah, I said on one of my Spider-Man shirts." Sorry, actually, he said, "Put it on. Maybe I could put it on one of my shirts." Ross.
I fought with him.
You fought with him? Ross said, "Did you hear what Marky did? And I thought, "This was some story." And he said, "He screamed." And then what did you do?
I fought.
And he said, "I fought with him."
Fought.
But a little bit earlier you said, "I fought with him." And then you said, "I fought. I fought with him." Okay. Is that what you said?
I fought.
Not good, Ross. Not good, Mark. Ross saw that I had taken my mattress off my bed, and he said, "Why is your bed unused?" Pointing to, looking at my bed. Standing, actually, he was standing up on the corner of it. What he meant is, why is that mattress off? Or why is it taken apart?
And then those
cards. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Now you have because you
go ahead.
Have. Yeah. get me a card from your collection.
So what am I going to do in order to do that?
Go in the first airplane, then go there.
How do I get the airplane?
Then go on another airplane, then go over the spaceship, then go land.
Yeah, and then what?
Then get in the house.
No, it's not in the house. Where is it?
In Pittsburgh.
It's not in the house. Where is it? I told you.
What? Tell me what. Tell you what.
Tell you where is it. Go eat your dinner.
Here's the airplane sport, and here's Holland, and here's the other airplane sport.
You mean Luxembourg?
Yes.
Luxembourg. We have to go from Holland, which is right here, all the way down to Luxembourg, which is over here. Okay?
Then,
that means we go through Belgium.
Then
and Liège.
Here.
Then we take the plane all the way over the Atlantic, over the big ocean, to New York.
Then
from New York over to Pittsburgh. Okay, so this is Pittsburgh. Then I have to go inside Pittsburgh and get to a garage.
Yeah.
And in the garage, I look inside the garage for a box. And I look in the box to find some pictures.
Yeah.
Then what do I do?
Then come back, like I said.
How's that?
You go over the third spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Then come there. Okay?
I don't understand. How do you do it?
Go.
No, I don't understand. You're going to have to tell me more exactly.
You go there.
What about Luxembourg?
You go over Luxembourg.
When I'm coming back, what do I do?
You go to Luxembourg.
Hmm. How do I get back here?
Hungary.
Huh?
Holland.
I do?
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. What about Germany? You don't have to go to Germany?
No.
Okay, where do I get a car? Where do I get a car?
There's your...
I can't take the car in the plane.
Why?
I can't take cars up in planes.
Then, you go in the plane, you walk to the plane, and then you get in the plane, and drive your Honda, which is at Pittsburgh, and open that garage and see picture for me, the one where I'm eating dinner with that girl and my brother, and
you mean down in Romania?
Yeah. No, down Hungary.
In Hungary, yeah.
And
back to Romania, but okay.
And I used to go. And go over there, and there, and there, and there, and to Holland.
Yeah?
Okay?
Well, how do I get the car into the plane?
You can't do it, you see?
Okay, so when I land, how do I get a car?
You land right here, see?
And what's the name of the place?
You land on the speeder. On
sand speeder?
No, on a with airplane sport, and then you walk, then here's Holland, and go in your house, okay?
You mean you want me to walk all the way from Luxembourg to Holland?
Yeah.
You know how long that would take to walk from Luxembourg to Holland?
What?
About 7 days.
Eight.
What? You want me to do that? You want me to walk for 7 days? It's an awful long time, isn't it?
Well,
and I won't see you ever again.
Why?
Because when I come back, you'll be gone.
Huh?
You'll be gone by then.
Why will you?
Because you'll be going back to Pittsburgh then.
Why will I?
Time to go home for you.
What, now?
No. But when I'm coming back, then you'll be going home.
Then you'll go home?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Everybody will come with you and bring your stuff. And then we'll stay there for 20 days.
Pen? Yeah?
A whole bunch of that. Whole bunch?
Ross is playing a game with Mark about the pillows in the chair, turning the chair around. There were some pillows down there. He said, but I don't put my pillows out of the way. I leave them right there, which is okay, right? Well, which refers to the entire act of putting your pillows. Just a little bit, about 10 minutes later, said, Marky did everything horrible. He threw the clothes, which was bad. Ross said, Daddy, Daddy, and he said, what's Marky's babysitter? And I said, Carla. And he said, Carla had one of these. Ross said, after when we jog, let's go to a party. This is just sort of out of the blue. We're talking about jogging. This is sort of a request. Not tonight. What? I don't understand. What did you say?
Cookie.
Cookie?
No, cookie.
Just tell me what the word is.
The party?
Honey, there's no party tonight.
Yes.
Yes, there
party,
is?
Honey.
How do you know it's the party tonight?
These are my powers.
No, wait now. Tell me the reason why you know. Don't tell me about powers. Just give me the real reason. How do you know there's a party tonight?
Because.
Yeah? Who told you?
I told somebody at my old preschool, and they said, and I said, where's that party? So they told me that there was, and they said, straight, go straight, and then you could get there. Because there's party.
Is it in Holland or Germany?
In Holland.
Well, Friday there's going to be one in Germany. Remember when we went to Germany?
Yeah.
At the same house.
Remember? Yeah. And
where the nice girls lived that you saw? Those big girls that carried you up on your Marky on their shoulders?
Yeah.
And then you went to see the football shoes in the store?
Yeah.
At that house there's going to be a nice party on Friday.
So.
And then you know who's coming? Hey, wait, we'll have a party on Wednesday. This is 2 days from today. Not today. Not tomorrow, but the next day we're going to have a party.
Daddy.
You know why? Because Liz is coming. We're all going to go out to dinner or something.
Why is Liz coming?
She's coming to stay with us.
Why is she?
To have fun.
To say hi again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else?
I'm going to go to the Muppet Show.
That'll be fun. Okay. Daddy. What about the party?
Yeah, that too. Well, then I answered and they said, over to the left.
Ross said that he could find the Muppet Show here in Holland. I told him that it wouldn't have. He said, I can find it here, you know why? That was what he just finished saying. Well, okay. But listen, I looked in the paper and I couldn't find it. So I think that we should have gone to see it in Czechoslovakia when we were there. And it was a mistake. Actually, where was it? It was in Hungary.
No, it was in Czechoslovakia, but it hadn't come yet.
No, it was in Hungary, just before we crossed the Czech border.
Oh.
In Salgótarján.
Anyway, it hadn't come
to Hungary yet, see?
Oh, that's why.
But you know something? There's several movies that we can see when we get back. There's several good movies.
Mm.
One of them is called The Empire Strikes Back.
I want to see Super Duck.
Super Duck is a good one, too.
Yeah.
And Superman movie. Have you seen the Superman movie?
No.
That's supposed to be very good.
Yeah. That was.
Can you wait till we get back to Pittsburgh?
No.
Okay. I got an idea this week what we can do. Go to that zoo where the animals are.
Yeah!
That'd be a better idea.
Yeah. To the zoo where the animals are.
Uh-huh. When are we going to do that?
What now? I'm on.
Ross said, where'd Mommy get